But today, we celebrate Pentecost. We know that. But just outside this door, you don't hear much about Pentecost, especially where we were last night. You don't hear about Pentecost in mainstream Christianity today. If you do, it's mentioned generically, you know, like in passing, with no real emphasis. Instead, most churches prefer to remember and keep religious festivals that were devised by men who had absolutely no power whatsoever to make anything holy, while they ignore and declare obsolete the festivals God set apart as holy. Every once in a while, I heard on the news about the arriving of Pentecost, like something local. They're saying the seventh day after Easter. They even referenced that. Mankind has made futile attempts to change what the all-powerful, eternal God has ordained. Let's go to Exodus 31. 31:13, brother. I challenge each one while we're turning there. I can challenge each one. Ask someone, not of the church, about Pentecost. Somebody that maybe a friend of yours about Pentecost. Well, where were you yesterday? Oh, we were at Pentecost services. And you'll probably get a blank stare. And you can probably follow up and say, you know about Pentecost, right? And let's see, out of all of them, see if anybody that you talk to know what Pentecost is and what the meaning was. I don't think you'll be surprised. Exodus 31:13, it says, tell the people of Israel, be careful to keep my Sabbath day. For the Sabbath is a sign of the covenant between me, God, and you, from generation to generation. So he's talking to us. It is given so you may know that I am the Lord, who makes you holy. He's making us holy, brethren. God is not only talking about the weekly Sabbath, brethren. We know that. He's talking about today, the annual Sabbath. My sermon today is called Pentecost in Review. God gave the annual and weekly holy days, including Pentecost, to be sanctifying sign between him and his people. That's us. That's the link. He's our link. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We find that in Hebrews 13. We don't have to go there, but Hebrews 13 on your read. He says that, Paul. Jesus continued that establishment of the Sabbath, in this case, the day of Pentecost. Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection and gave them instructions. Let's go to Luke 24:49. Now, if you're turning there, these are the same disciples that turned and ran when they arrested Jesus. 49, it says, I am going to send you what my Father has promised. And now the God of the Old Testament promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high. So the clothed of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Jesus or God had to fortify them. Strengthen, embolden with the Holy Spirit. Remember, these were the disciples that, again, ran away. And one we know even lied about knowing him. When the chips were down, Jesus found out, you know, who was going to back him up, which was hardly anybody. And one even betrayed him. So we know without the Holy Spirit, they would not have been able to teach, preach, and to minister to believers without the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we can't do a lot of what we do. There's no way they could have done it. Let's go to Acts 2. Acts 2, verse 1 through 4. And now this is at the day of Pentecost. The disciples were in Jerusalem. Remember, in Luke he said, don't leave the city. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Verse 3. And there appeared to be tongues of fire distributed among themselves, and they rested on each one of them. 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. You know, and some people, you'll hear, and they began to speak in tongues. You'll hear some people just flow over with other tongues. But I don't know if you've caught that, and I've heard that mentioned. They just kind of glaze over that. The people that believed in speaking in tongues, that is. Christ was the first of the first fruits. Pentecost was initially given in the Old Testament times because it was called the Feast of Weeks, waving of the wave sheaf. The same holy day is called the Pentecost, 50 days and the Christ ascension. Pentecost basically means 50. We know that. But that's what the day means. In Old Testament times, ancient Israel could not eat any of the new grain harvest until the sheaf or the first fruits was offered to God. When the words first fruit is mentioned, that means there must be a second. As we know, there are two harvests in God's plan. Many people in the world today think God is losing the battle for men's hearts and minds. There are fewer people truly following Christ. We heard that in yesterday's sermon. I think Mr. Moody said something about 30,000, I think it was, compared to billions. We are truly a small percentage of people that knows God's truth. And there are those that think that God must be losing in a struggle to save the world now. But those of us who keep Pentecost and other biblical festival days understand that God is not trying to desperately save the world, the entire world today. God has that in mind for a later time. And we find that in Revelation 20, verse 5 through 6. You don't have to go there, because most of you have that committed to memory. This same chapter, Revelation 20, also mentions the first resurrection. This is the resurrection of the first fruits who have received the Holy Spirit since the New Testament feast of Pentecost in Jerusalem. Those first fruits are us, those who follow the example of Jesus Christ. This certainly includes obedience to God's law, and yes, that is including the annual Sabbath of Pentecost. It is right and also necessary for us to remember that without the fulfillment of Pentecost, there would be no giving of the Holy Spirit to make possible that first resurrection. When given the opportunity, we are to educate those who ask us. Some people might ask us, you know, with sincerity, why do we do what we do? And with fear and trembling, we should have an answer. Because God is right now is just calling a select few to share. Brethren, Jesus is going to give one day humanity the opportunity to repent and to be converted. But until then, brethren, fear God and keep His commandments.